Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Good morning. It's 7:03. It's clear, a little hazy, but otherwise it's nice. 74 now. It's going to be sunny and hot. We'll get into the low 90s today. Even a chance for a passing shower. Dan Brunoff's got all the details coming up in just a moment. Our top story, we could hear from the man accused of killing conservative activist Charlie Kirk today.
Tyler Robinson is expected in court in Utah.
The charges are expected to include a count of murder, and the Utah governor strongly hints he wants this to be a death penalty case.
Reverberations from the killing have been felt from Utah to Washington, D.C. Here in Texas, 1,000 people mourned Kirk's death Sunday night in Fort Worth. On the SMU campus, students still trying to deal with the killing.
Felt like I lost a friend, honestly. Just like it's been hard to like focus and stuff like that ever since this happened.
The motive for the shooting is still unclear. Utah Governor Spencer Cox says Robinson has been uncooperative.
We're getting all of this information from family members, again, people around the suspect, and then the forensic information that we have.
Among the most serious crimes that Robinson is expected to face, aggravated murder, which could bring the death penalty if he's convicted. He's expected to make a virtual appearance in the courtroom today. From the 24-hour news center, Russell Scott, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
And the FBI says there is DNA evidence linking Robinson to the assassination of Charlie Kirk. Former prosecutor Jeremy Eldridge says DNA testing is extremely accurate.
We'll be able to confirm with a pretty high degree of reliability whether that DNA is in fact his.
Robinson's DNA reportedly recovered from a towel and a screwdriver found at the crime scene.
Awarded the Charles E. Green Foundation Award for breaking news. This is News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Got some issues out there. Several problems working along 35E Farmers Branch. And now in Denton, also with a look at that drive heading out of Arlington into Grand Prairie. I'll explain coming up in 3 minutes.
We're below average on rainfall here in the month of September, but above average for the year. But is there any rain in my 7-day forecast? I will let you know coming up in Traffic and Weather together on the 8th.
I'm Eric Bushman. A student at Texas Tech is expelled after viral social media video. We'll tell you how she appeared to react to Charlie Kirk's assassination.
You're listening to the KRLD Morning News. I'm Joe Kelly, live at the Milestone Plumbing, AC and Electric 24-hour Breaking News Center. Now fewer commercial breaks every morning. This is your nonstop news, traffic, and weather 20-minute morning briefing on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
I'm John Little.
And I'm Heather Behrens. A Texas woman is named as the Texas Tech student expelled after appearing in an online video and in which she seemed to celebrate the Charlie Kirk assassination.
Your homie dead! He got shot in the head!
That's 18-year-old Cameron Giselle Booker, who was arrested and charged with assault while other students at Texas Tech were mourning the loss of Kirk, who was assassinated with a single rifle shot while speaking with college students last week in Utah. Governor Greg Abbott took to social media to say she definitely picked the wrong school to taunt the death of Kirk. The Texas Tech Board of Regents chairman called it reprehensible. She was expelled. From the 24-hour news center, Eric Bushman, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Governor Greg Abbott makes career training an emergency item for the state legislature. future. And today, he is hosting a ceremonial bill signing on the issue here in Forney.
According to Governor Abbott, by 2030, more than 60% of Texas jobs will require education or training beyond a high school diploma. However, less than 40% of Texas students are getting that.
To prepare students for those careers, high schools must provide more career training programs so that students can go directly from graduation into a good-paying job.
House Bills 20 and 120 are designed to expand career training in high schools and technical colleges for trades like welding, plumbing, and electrical work.
That's why I am making life-changing career training an emergency item.
In Austin, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A new Texas law allowing prayer and Bible readings in public schools appears to be the next legal target of civil rights groups. It was authored by State Senator Mays Middleton.
Senate Bill 11 authorizes school districts to adopt a policy to provide for a period of prayer and the reading of the Bible or other religious texts during school hours.
In a statement, the ACLU of Texas calls the law a blatant violation of the First Amendment that could lead to religious coercion. ACLU attorney Chloe Kemp.
That is one that we're keeping an eye on, especially as we're in this window where school boards have 6 months to vote on whether or not to establish this prayer period and exactly what it will look like.
The ACLU recently challenged a state law requiring the Ten Commandments be posted in every public school classroom.
And the opening day of the State Fair of Texas next Friday. Fair President Mitchell Kleber says this is crunch time.
Setup is almost complete. Now we start having all the vendors show up, and that's when things rise to the level of an emergency because it's always last minute before we get everything set up.
Kleber tells KRLD there are lots of new food options, new shows, even new rides on the Midway. It runs from next Friday through October 19th.
Are we not excited for corn dogs to get us some Fletcher's corny dogs?
I bet we are.
I am really fired up about it. It's one thing to have a food truck version of Fletcher's corn dogs. But you're not really are you really having a corny dog if you're not at the State Fair of Texas?
I don't know. I'd have to ask Amber Fletcher. she could tell you that.
But. And you need a cold beer in one of those waxed cups.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, the top three things you need to know.
An appeals court blocks President Trump's effort to remove Federal Reserve Governor Lisa Cook just before a key interest rate vote. Judges ruled that she could only be dismissed for cause and said the claims against her didn't meet that standard. Texas lawmakers are proposing statues of Charlie Kirk at the state capitol and on university campuses, saying he should be honored for his advocacy of free speech. Critics argue it's inappropriate to memorialize a polarizing figure who wasn't from Texas. What do you think? Text us now on the K-Post Roofing text line 945-766-1080 or use the voice message feature in the Odyssey app. The FBI says DNA found on items near the rooftop where Kirk was shot matches the suspect, 22-year-old Tyler Robinson.
Hear the top three things you need to know every 15 minutes all day on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Morning Briefing.
This is your rapid-fire morning intelligence report. 20 minutes, no filler. The Morning Briefing is on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Following breaking news, and just moments ago, NBC News is reporting that Robert Redford has died at the age of 89. The guy was a phenomenal actor.
No.
So sad.
You know, in the last major movie he was in was one of the Avengers movies, and I thought he just looked really frail then. I'm a little surprised to hear that he was only 89. I just felt like he was much older than that. But nonetheless, certainly a big loss for Hollywood. Robert Redford dead at the age of 89. It's 7:24 now at News Radio 1080 KRLD. We're the station in DFW for market and business updates. Our KRLD business analyst, David Johnson.
Good morning, all. Well, we thought we knew, at least I thought I knew, what the major economic headlines were going to be today. Maybe the beginning of the Federal Reserve Open Market Committee and right on the cusp of a cut in interest rates, the first one we've seen in 9 months, or maybe it's going to be today's retail sales. Now, the major news on the financial markets today is avoiding the national crisis. It looks like TikTok will continue. In fact, I'm watching Oracle shares go up $14 a share because the reports are that Oracle is going to be an integral part of a consortium that's looking to keep TikTok operating in the United States of America. It's part of a framework of a deal with China and the U.S. Secretary Bessent was out today commenting on the discussions with China yesterday. TikTok certainly part of it. He also says that he thinks that they'll have a deal with China and sooner than later. And of course, the president is meeting with Xi on, or well, talking to him on Friday. Now, we do have those retail sales numbers coming out in a few minutes. They're supposed to be up 0.3%, which is not much considering they were up 0.5% last time around. Take out autos, maybe a little bit better than that, but still up only 0.4%. Later on today, we get industrial production and capacity utilization. Meanwhile, we try to continue the trend. The NASDAQ and the S&P average recording fresh new all-time highs yesterday. In fact, the NASDAQ has been up 6 of the last 6 trading sessions. The individual stocks out there, there are not many of them moving today. We're seeing Tesla, of course, that said they were ramping up their production in Germany. That seems to be helping. But interestingly, Ford is cutting 1,000 jobs in their electric vehicle production plant in Germany. Crude's up 56 cents, $63.32. Gold's up another $10.70 to a fresh record high of 37.29.90. And the 10-year rate up just a smidge, 4.04%. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Thank you, David. It's 7:26 now on the KRLD Morning News.
Johnson County neighborhood being terrorized by a pack of wild dogs. And parents in Godley especially worried because the animals have been coming out around school drop-off and pickup time.
It started at night and then it's shifted to during the day, and they believe these dogs were abandoned and left to fend for themselves. One man says just weeks ago, a group of dogs charged his family outside of their home.
As that was happening, my wife rushed my daughter inside the house. My son locked himself up in my Tahoe. I went to the house to retrieve my firearm.
Shame on those people who are dropping their dogs off.
Residents say the dumping of these dogs needs to stop.
That is NBC5's Alana Quillen reporting.
In other news, it's bad news for the healthcare industry. A new Harris poll finds more than half of healthcare workers are looking to leave their jobs right now. They blame it on burnout and just not being satisfied at work. 55% of workers say they plan to switch jobs next year. More than 80% say their current bosses don't appreciate them. Only 20% say they think their employers are interested in keeping them long term.
Airbags on airplanes? A new concept called Project Rebirth is sparking buzz after winning recognition in the James Dyson Awards. Engineers designed giant external airbags that would envelop the outside of an airliner.
What?
And also smart materials that could deploy in seconds if a crash is unavoidable. Now, it's only a prototype for now, but the idea is raising big questions about whether future flights could be built with survival in mind, not just prevention. If you want to see this crazy design, you can check it out now at KRLD.com.
Looks weird.
Can they do the invisible airplane, though?
Oh, that would certainly be additionally weird.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers.
Oh!
Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.